Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here's Tom Ackerman on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
Isaiah, high post pass, top of the key, Avila. Turns, gives it to Jimerson. Hard sprint, turnaround three. Bang, got it. Jimerson.
He just got full right sprint underneath the basket and just made a full sprint to the head of the key. And here he gets him out.
Bob Ramsey and the Hall of Famer Earl Austin Jr. last night, or yesterday afternoon, as the Billikens took on Rhode Island. Let's go to the guest line, and our coach of St. Louis University is Josh Schertz, and he's brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri. Coach, good afternoon, good morning, or wherever you may be, but more importantly, congratulations on a big win for you last night.
Thanks, Clay. Appreciate it. It was a good win for us. Needed, you know, had a rough stretch there. You know, I dropped a couple in a row and had some chance to win them. Didn't quite get it done. And so to have that break, had 8 days where we didn't play a game, kind of reset, refocus, and thought, had one of our better games of the season yesterday. Great crowd as well, which really helped. Had 8,000 in there, which was fantastic.
I want to ask you about pushing the reset button during the season. You guys are kind of chewed up with injuries already. Do you think that's something you'd probably like to build into your schedule a little bit more, where you'd have maybe a few more days off in season just to make sure you can keep your guys healthy and fresh?
Yeah, you know, I do. I thought, you know, those bye weeks are invaluable. We had one really early where we probably didn't need it, you know, after we won, you know, we were 3-0 and had a bye week going into VCU. Our second bye couldn't have come at a better time. As you said, you know, we've been beat up. We've been beat up since the beginning of the season. You know, we've been without really, you know, four of our guys. And, you know, that all happened by basically December 1st. So, you know, the guys that are playing have had to log a lot of minutes. And certainly I think as much as there's physical fatigue, I thought there was a mental fatigue, you know, as we got to the end of that stretch. We were able to give guys a couple days away. And then maybe the biggest benefit of the bye week was to have, you know, four straight days of practice. And you don't normally have that in the season. It was really good for our young guys. I thought our bench had a great week of practice. And then yesterday, you know, season high, 21 points. You know, we got three true freshmen that are playing for us off the bench. Those guys had a great week. And then we're able to translate that into the game. Amari McCautry, Dylan Warlick, Max Picard. Thought those guys were outstanding yesterday. By far, their best performances of the season in terms of, you know, a team win.
You've been at this for a while. You've coached in different places. But is it me, or is it the home court advantage certainly being challenged? Because we're seeing teams going on the road, going into some tough places, and not only giving the home team all they can handle, but sometimes walking out with a victory. Where do you think that's all changed? Because home court isn't what it used to be with regard to reliability.
Yeah, and it has changed. You know, I think it is not easier on the road, but you're seeing more teams do it. I've always thought that, you know, whatever the sport, you know, good teams can win anywhere. You know, if you're good, you know, as you know, in terms of what you're doing, you know, good teams can win anywhere. And, you know, that I don't think has changed. But I do agree that you're seeing more teams, you know, have success away from home. Could be a variety of things. I think, you know, one of the things is certainly, I think, attendance. When you look at different places, you know, student attendance in particular drives energy in the building, drives atmosphere in the building. You've seen a decline in that with all the different ways that people can watch games now. You know, it's not the same. A lot of the younger people can, hey, I'm going to stream it at home, or I'm going to, you know, multitask. I'm not going to go to the game. And so, you know, I may be reaching at it, but certainly I think that has something to do with it, where the atmospheres, you know, what makes the home court advantage any sport to me is the team has to be really good. Good players make a home court advantage. And then it's the energy and enthusiasm of the atmosphere, that the environment that the fans create. And it's those two things together. And I think, you know, maybe a little bit less of that with in the modern times in terms of, you know, the energy and excitement in buildings.
You know, I once had a coach that told me, you know, you're in a good building when you can't hear yourself talk in your huddle, even if you're at home. And I'm wondering, yesterday you mentioned the atmosphere. What did you think made it so special yesterday? 8,000 on a Saturday with so many things going on in St. Louis. You had enough fans who decided they thought the Billikens is something they wanted to be part of, and they were rewarded. But for you, was there anything in particular that stood out?
I thought the building had, you know, our community was, you know, came out and really got behind us. You know, we had a good amount of students, but not the amount that we had against, you know, Dayton. Dayton was the home game with Dayton was one where I didn't think you could hear yourself in the huddles. That was one where we had, you know, probably the best atmosphere. VCU was really good. You know, yesterday was really good, but yesterday the community drove a lot of that. But I thought like in the game where we were making runs, they get loud. They can really lift you. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, that, like I said, it's the energy in the building, the enthusiasm. I thought the community was terrific, and the students that made it out. Our band is unbelievable. They do a great job. But our community and the students that made it out, I thought, created a good environment, created an atmosphere where, you know, they can infuse players with energy. That's a real thing. You know, when the building's right and people are up and they're cheering and they're engaged, I do think that infuses the home team with some energy, gives them a little bit more pop. And as you get to the end of the season, the energy piece is a huge part of being successful. And I thought our fans did a great job yesterday of infusing our guys with that. And part of the reason I think we played so well.
The Atlantic 10 is not taking any prisoners this season. What do you look like down the stretch with regard to your schedule? And how are you health-wise? You had a chance to push your reset button, but you've had a couple of guys who've been hurt, as you mentioned, from day one. And with Avila has been one of them with the ankle. And let's face it, you can put all the ice you want on an ankle. When it's hurt, it's hard to really get to 100% when you're still playing on a regular basis.
No question. You know, we you know, our, in terms of the league, I think, you know, the parity's just been amazing. We're in a three-way tie for fourth place with Dayton and St. Joe's. You know, we have a stretch run here. We have four games left. We go to Davidson, leave today, but we play on Tuesday night in a big road game in a really tough place to play. Come back home and play Loyola Chicago, who is a game ahead of us in third place. We have them on Saturday, March 1st, and we go to Dayton. Big road game, rivalry game at Dayton, and then we come back home for senior night, March 8th, to play against Duquesne. So we're at home the next two Saturdays. And so really tough stretch on the schedule, you know, tough schedule on the stretch, but, you know, that's what this league is. I mean, it's every night. You know, I don't think every team in the league's lost two games, and I think every team in the league's won four or five games. So there's, you know, it's the parity and top to bottom is, you know, is what it is. In terms of the injuries, I mean, the four guys that we don't have, you know, we're not going to have the rest of this season. It didn't affect anything there. What I do think it helped was, like you mentioned, Robbie Avila has been dealing with a knee injury. It helped Gibson Jimerson, who sprained his ankle at St. Joe's and is still playing on a swollen ankle. It helped Isaiah Swope, who's been dealing with, you know, a knee injury, you know, all season, had surgery after the season last year and is dealing with some inflammation. He really had rarely practiced. He got 3 or 4 days of practice going into this last game. So those three guys who were logging a lot of minutes and are our three best players, I think it maybe had the biggest benefit on those three guys and then the young kids just because they got 4 consecutive days of practice. And you could see those freshmen are starting to kind of turn the corner. And as they do, that changes the ceiling for our basketball team without question.
So, Coach, with you being shorthanded, have you relegated yourself to having the managers come out and practice or the walk-ons? There was a time, I remember at St. Louis University, they were so short they had the broadcasters practice with them one time. Only once.
I need to get Rammer and Earl. We can get those guys out. Earl give us a little low post presence, and Rammer run around off screen. So we might have to do that.
I think walking is what Rammer will do. I don't think there's going to be a lot of running. And if you give it to Earl, he's not going to pass it back. Okay, so I just want to give you a little scouting. He is the black hole, man. He will not give it back. So I just want to let you know, as you put your practice schedule together, understand they're going to contribute. They're going to give you all they have. But what they have, they're going to keep. So I'll just let it go with that.
No question. We are using everybody. GAs are practicing. My son, Isaac Holmes, Nick Patton, all the walk-ons. Because a lot of days, you know, we have 9 scholarship players, and then Swope, you know, is dealing with this thing. So he doesn't practice regularly. That's 8. And then, you know, some days different stuff. This week we had one day of, you know, 7. So, you know, you make do with what you have. You know, you don't make any excuses. You figure it out. But we've had The walk-ons are getting plenty of reps. Those guys probably get more reps. My son and Isaac Holmes, Nick Patton, get more reps than any other players in the team. So I feel badly for them often, but they are hanging in there. They did. We brought in a sports massage person for our guys, and they did that for them. And the walk-ons were mad. They didn't get it because they're like, we practice, we play more than anybody. You know, after we're not. So my son lodged a complaint on behalf of the walk-ons that they didn't get a sports massage.
Well, we have to work on that because you have problems at home, and you don't want that.
No, but at least
they're sleeping well at night. I'm sure they're sleeping well at night, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Hey,
keep
Coach,
out of trouble. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know where to find them. You know where to find them. And that's a good thing as well. Coach, as always, it's great to visit with you. Can't wait to see you when the baseball season rolls around. Best of luck down the stretch, and let's just get in this thing and see what happens.
Let's do it. I appreciate it. Look forward to seeing it in some Cardinals games and hopefully a bunch of wins here for us before we do that. But I can't wait to get out and watch some baseball with you.
Well, we'll be here. We'll see you soon. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Coach Josh Schertz, brought to us by Royal Banks of Missouri. And, of course, we have the Stiefel Sports Studio. We moved it all down to Roger Dean Stadium. So it's a very nice, lavish setup. We have the Stiefel Sports Studio. As we continue with sports on a Sunday morning, watching the Cardinals take batting practice, the Houston Astros provide the opposition this afternoon. I'll run down the lineup for you here in just a few moments. But in the meantime, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little hockey. A lot of hockey has taken place over the last couple of weeks, and we can get into that. And if you have a text or whatever, you can let us know about that. We'd love to talk to you as well. But we'll do all of that when we come back on Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio here in Roger Dean Stadium in Jupiter, Florida.